I'm Diane Orson for WNPR News. Think Connecticut and bluegrass music may not immediately jump to mind, but there is a bluegrass scene here in the land of steady habits, and starting tonight, fans will gather in Hebron for the Podunk Bluegrass Festival. Executive Director Roger Moss says when he was first asked to help organize the event in East Hartford 17 years ago, all he knew about bluegrass was that it was the seed you put on baseball fields. Now he says the festival has become a labor of love.
It's a form of music that people feel comfortable playing on all levels. So you have jammers, if you will, and people that just, you know, are closet bluegrassers that get together. You know, it's a real community type music.
So you have a great lineup of groups coming this year. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We kick things off on Thursday with a band competition, which is something that we started. This is our seventh year. It's local regional bands that are really looking to step up and take it their game, if you will, to the next level. And the Zola Boys from Connecticut are our local band, and we have My Brother's Keeper from Harrison, Indiana, the Bonneville Boys from Vermont, and Tumbling Bones from Portland.
Let's listen for a minute to one of your headline performers this year, the Claire Lynch Band.
He's so fine, no ordinary kind of thinker. Half the time I stop and wonder what is on his mind.
Who comes to the festival?
Our festival really draws all over the world. It's ironic to our name being Podunk, small, out of the way, you know, forgotten place. But you know, we've drawn people from south of Spain to Hong Kong to Australia, and we were recognized by the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association, in 2010 as the event of the year, which is kind of like winning a Grammy, if you will.
And am I right, people camp?
Oh yeah, camping is an enormous part of the festival. You know, people don't realize, but bluegrass festivals and camping kind of go hand in hand. You'll have a tenter or somebody sleeping in the back of their van to $500,000 RV, bus. What they do is after the main stage music ends, they go back to their campsites, and this is where that jamming and picking goes on, and they stay up and play to the wee hours. So it's a great event.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Roger Moss is the executive director of the Podunk Bluegrass Festival, which runs tonight through Saturday at the Hebron Fairgrounds. To learn more, visit our website at WNPR.org. I'm Diane Orson.